You can't make it through an entire show without talking homelessness. Although I realized recently we've been not doing many homeless stories.
See, there you go.
Our friend Steve Boone, who was in the studio with us on Friday, was telling us, oh, by the way, he's from Olympia.
Yeah.
He says, we're the only conservatives in Olympia. And we had all four of them in one place right here in the studio.
That's right. I felt the entire studio tip to the right.
Let's see.
No, they were very nice.
They paid $15,000, yes, gave it to a charity, and spent 3 hours with us. That's the beauty of conservatives that have great big hearts. He said, hey, why don't you guys do a story in Olympia? You know, they gave out $100,000 worth of free tents in Olympia.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. I think we might have mentioned that.
Did we do that story?
I think so.
Yeah, so, and it's, I see
and
in here, homeless.
Is he applauding that, or is he thinking that's, you know, you
what
give
do you
more.
Think? What do you think? He's a businessman who employs people, makes money, and cares about whether or not people are obeying the law. And you're going to hand out 100,000 tents, and then you set up
in
like
other
a
words,
place.
Not caring about the homeless. That's the danger of that equation, John. I wouldn't go there.
Well, no. Why is that? So caring is you allow somebody to continue a horrible lifestyle, and you basically give them a tent. That's caring. You measure caring by a tent.
That's one way of measuring it.
Do you think you're going to get more people to come if you give free tents or less people?
You're going to help the people that need homes with tents if they have nothing.
Right.
And that's then, all.
Okay. Well, the problem is that here's one story. One person,
yes,
in particular, this lady. Well, you know, Cairo 7 does a pretty good job of telling the whole story. Here we go.
Homicide and violent crimes paralegal Lori Bridgewater commutes to the King County Courthouse every day from Rochester, catching a train from Lakewood.
The Sounder train drops me off at King Street Station.
But after a sudden stroke at the age of 49 last year, she's had to relearn how to do everything.
The whole right side was completely paralyzed.
Now she's wheelchair bound.
It's been very different.
And faces the daily challenges of someone with a disability.
I thought I was considerate before, and I'm like, oh wow, there's things I would do that I just wasn't thinking.
She showed us the last part of her route because of hills and uneven sidewalks.
And they filled it in, but still that grade flips my chair back. It's just too steep.
There is just one path she can take into work, via 4th and Yesler.
And a lot of people sleep here and put their tents up. Today isn't too bad.
Other days, she's been forced into traffic.
It's when the tents are very large and they go all the way to the sidewalk.
Inside, Lori opens doors that she can with her foot. Otherwise...
Okay, that's not going to work for me.
She says the King County Prosecutor's Office went above and beyond to help her return to work, with people taking on her responsibilities and donating vacation days.
When they came together when I had my stroke.
Her gratitude for that is clear.
They're good people.
But with the challenges she continues to face,
it's daily.
She wants to raise awareness.
It's not very wheelchair friendly. The city isn't.
It's tough. I've had a friend that recently found themselves with Parkinson's, and man, all of a sudden you see the world in a whole different light, don't you?
Yeah, that's the striking thing about this story to me. I get the idea is that here's somebody who was like us. I don't know if you call him able-bodied until a certain point. At the age of 49, she has a stroke, and now she's forced to see the world completely differently. And it is true. We may think we're very sympathetic to those of us who don't have a problem and don't need wheelchairs. We're not aware of the difficulties of that, and it just turns your world upside down. Even me with my leg injury, it's a amazing how now I look mournfully.
That's people, probably the word. That's
people,
probably the first word, correct word.
At people like sitting in a bar and they have their legs crossed so casually and I can't bend my leg. It's like you suddenly realize, I feel like tapping everybody on the shoulder. You should really appreciate how great your life is right now. Look at, you're not even thinking about how your legs work. And imagine, I mean, and I have nothing. I hope it's more or less temporary compared to someone who's recovering from a stroke that needs a wheelchair, or people that are permanently. It's a great reminder. And again, December seems to be a great time for that. A great reminder to be grateful for what you do have. And this, I think, is an interesting story. You have a clash of two good people that are homeless, need help and support, but people who are disabled also need help and support. And when those two efforts collide, you need to kind of do some adjusting. And
well,
that's
the sidewalk is designed for people to walk.
It's true.
Right, not for people to sleep on. There's so many people that have tents set up. The bus stop drops you off, right, I think a little further up there on 4th. A lot of people have to walk past all those tents and everybody begging and stuff, but that's the way the city shows compassion to allow people to continue to live on the streets and poop in the sidewalks and drop needles and syringes everywhere.
Well, they're trying to move them into permanent housing.
But no, they don't really care.